You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Where every whisper could be your last. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
17-year-old Florida teen. We should like do a book series, a Florida man, a Florida woman, a Florida teen. All different, you know.
Isn't that the truth?
Like a series, like Chicken Soup for the Soul, except it like tears your soul apart. Previously cleared in the fatal shooting of his father, you know, like you do. After claiming self-defense, is now accused of stabbing his mother to death. The newly released police body cam footage reveals chilling comments he made about not wanting to become a murderer. In the video captured in November of 23 by Charlotte County Sheriff's Office Deputy, and released by local Fox affiliate WFTX, Colin Griffith can be heard telling his grandmother that during an argument with his mother, Catherine Griffith, who's 39, he said, "I'm not a murderer. I'm not a psychopath. I'm just trying to peacefully leave or peacefully coexist," Colin tells his grandmother in a recording. She kept telling me to shut up and shut up. And when I wouldn't shut up, she hit me. At the time, Colin was sitting in the back of a patrol car, having been arrested for domestic violence. He described feeling trapped in a constant state of fight or flight and acknowledged fears he might lash out at his mother. If I think she's going to do something, even if she's not, I might act, he said. I'm not going to, like, go crazy or anything, but I'm not sure, honestly. Asked whether he was unsure about hurting his mother, he replied, "Only if she tries to hurt me." Less than a year after that exchange, Colin allegedly killed Catherine, on September 8th in a 55 and over community in Auburndale, about 50 miles east of Tampa, where his grandmother resides and where the November video was originally filmed. Authorities say he called 911 afterward, claiming his mother fell on a knife, like you do. Following a very long fight, police found her stabbed multiple times in the neck, injuries that Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd described as not reasonable or plausible to have been accidental. The medical examiner said it's just not reasonable or plausible that she died in that way that he said that she did, Judd explained. It just didn't happen. Collins now charged with first-degree murder and is being held without bond in the Polk County Jail. Investigators have requested that prosecutors charge him as an adult. According to officials, this was not the teen's first deadly encounter with a parent. In February 23, Collin allegedly killed his father in Oklahoma. Yet no charges were brought after he successfully claimed self-defense. When deputies arrested him in connection with his mother's death, Judd says he appeared calm, cool, collected, and showed zero remorse, telling officers, "I know my rights, I want an attorney." Collin's grandmother can be heard in the body cam video describing his resistance to living with his mother. "Collin, did not want to go back home," she told the deputy. He said, "No, I want a foster care. You have issues you need to work on." Authorities say Collin previously pushed his mother to the ground and stomped on her after she revoked his video game privileges, an incident that led to an arrest and a failed self-defense claim. After an earlier episode, he was involuntarily committed for making a threatening statement, "I'll kill myself or I'll kill my mother," by shooting or stabbing her, according to police. Yeah, Collin's case now moves forward in the Florida courts, where he faces the possibility of being tried as an adult for first-degree murder. And if you're curious about Dad, well, that happened back on Valentine's Day at 23 in Lincoln County, Oklahoma. Authorities say that the 17-year-old Collin Griffith shot and killed his father, Charles Griffith, after claiming his father had threatened to kill him with a knife. In response, Griffith allegedly fired a round into Charles' chest and another into his head in what he described as self-defense. Initially, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation brought first-degree murder charges against the teen. However, less than a month later, those charges were dropped as investigators were unable to rule out Griffith's self-defense claim. Wow. It's a lot to do, you know, on your 17th year of life.
Exactly. And this kid, I don't know. I think anytime you have to say, "I'm not a murderer," you might be one. I'm not a psychopath. You might be one. If you have to say that.
I'm not a psychologist, but I'm going to pretend to be one. I'm going to guess this kid was abused as shit.
He might have been.
Or there was a severe mental... There's one of two things going on here. A mental illness that was never diagnosed and never treated, or some sort of extreme personality disorder. That could be the explanation. It could just be bad wiring. It happens. And that might be...
He is a psychopath.
Yeah, and that might be what this is. Or it could be a combination of that and being abused horribly by your parents. They're not around to talk about it. So I don't know. This is just my random speculation, because typically people like this don't just appear. There's not a lot of, "Oh, I'm just going to go kill my parents" in these really bizarre ways individually. I'm going to kind of guess, not that it justifies anything, but I'm going to kind of guess the abuse was there, and his limited ability to process what to do because of probably horrible parenting and maybe some mental deficits, he saw the only way out, the only way to be free of them was to kill them. I don't know. That's kind of how it reads to me, and I don't know much about this case. I'd love to learn more, but just on the very surface, that's how I'm kind of feeling.
Or the kid is a psychopath.
He found that
killing his dad was pretty easy.
It could be that. Or it could be both, or it could be the other.
And he thought, "I'm going to just say the same thing about my mom. You know, she fell on a knife. I'll make up another story." And she fell on a knife repeatedly. I guess he forgot that he stabbed her repeatedly. Yep. You know, the kid might have, I'm going to guess too, anger management issues. And so he's, you know, he might have the mentality of like a 3-year-old where they kind of stomp and throw a tantrum.
Exactly.
And when he does it, it ends up like this.
And I'm going to take a wild guess, wherever he's stunted at is probably where the abuse started, or a very traumatic episode of it took place. Mm-hmm. That's usually how that works.
But at this point, no one will ever know because now he's going to just be charged for first degree murder. He killed his mother.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's witnesses, unless there's family members or friends or somebody who can testify to extreme abuse that maybe he suffered under them, I don't think it would eliminate first degree murder or self-defense. It might take it down to maybe second degree or manslaughter or... he's going to serve time regardless. I think it's almost kind of reminiscent. There was a case a while back where a mother was torturing the brother and the brother participated in the torture too, but he was a kid and he really didn't know better. And you could tell he had developmental issues too.
I remember that.
And they got sentenced. But I felt bad for the kid because, I mean, he was an adult now, but if you saw who he was raised by, didn't have a chance. He had no choice in this matter.
Yeah, because he was abused, and it was like, abuse or be more abused.
Yeah, and that's what happens so often, and because the there's no intervening. This is another example, though, of how our system really sucks. I don't know, I guess it would come down to what tactics did grandma employ or anyone employ here after getting warnings like this before it even took place? Yeah. You know, because honestly, there's not a lot anyone's going to be able to do about it. You could go try and put him in a psychiatric hold. That would last for 48 to 72 hours, depending on your state. And then he's back out. They're not going to lock him up because of this. But there also, I'm going to guess, there wasn't a lot of treatment going on, or I don't even know if they were recognizing there was anything wrong with this kid.
Well, with that domestic violence issue that, you know, he stomped on his mother.
Yeah.
You know, there was a reason he was sitting in the back of that patrol car.
Yeah.
And so there was issues going on, you know, and sometimes kids are just wired all messed up.
Yeah.
And so you don't know what it is, but at this point, he put himself in this situation, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened that day with him and his mom, but I do know she was stabbed multiple times in her neck, which means he repeatedly stabbed her.
Yeah.
She didn't have a chance getting stabbed multiple times in the neck. So I don't, you know, it's like, now look at him. He's going to be in jail forever.
Well, and he probably should be. He's probably such a damaged individual that, I mean, there is no, I mean, you can feel some compassion for, you know, an animal that's been abused its whole life and now it's biting people and is a danger and it has to be put down. But you also understand why it has to be put down. I'm not
saying, 'cause you have no choice.
Exactly.
Sometimes,
because
you know,
he's an animal. He, in society, it would not be safe. And that's very unfortunate because the people or whatever was going on around him, I'm sure it had some effect on who he became, but I'm there could very likely be a lot of mental things that are just not firing right in that head too, or a combination.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't know. It's a sad situation.
Yeah. Very, very much.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.